If you like what we're doing here, Anime Cherry Bomb, make sure to leave us a like or a 5-star review. And while you're at it, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the Space Cadet, Aaron, and with me is the guy who accidentally brought his Crocs into work, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
Protein.
There you go.
I'm doing fine, Aaron. And, you know, fun fact, I actually did bring my Crocs to work one time.
There you go.
But that was on purpose.
There you go. And what anime did we cover this week, Jay?
The heavy metal classic, Aggretsuko. All
right, and do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, and this is from our friends at Netflix, I guess. So, as Retsuko enters her fifth year at a prestigious trading firm, she struggles to motivate herself every day as the daily stress from work takes a toll.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready for some facts, Jay?
Yes.
All right, it's a little thin on the facts this week. So, it's a 2018 anime, 20 episodes, and one special. It's a slice of life and a comedy. The original character was created for Sanrio by Yeti. And it's based on 100 shorts that aired on TBS in Japan.
Yes.
And that's what... I don't know if you talked about it or you talked about it on the podcast, but you were like, oh, there's 100 episodes to this?
It's like, no, it was it's a 100... It's a 100 one-minute episodes.
Yeah. The studio was Fanworks, and they just do a lot of short anime usually. Like, a bunch of one-minute animes. It's directed by Rarecho, and he directs a lot of the short things as well.
Okay.
This is licensed by Netflix, and the music was by Miki Sakurai, and she did Quintessential Quintuplets.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. There's no name for the ending or opening, although they're pretty cool metal songs.
Yeah, they are. Really good.
And the fun fact I have for you is the metal singer in the Japanese version is the director singing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I wish I would have watched the Japanese one, for at least one episode at least.
Right.
Or just a song.
Exactly. And that's it.
I think there was a third season announced, right?
Yeah, there's a third season got announced. During the premiere of the second season, so we're probably getting it pretty soon.
Yeah, I would think.
If not for the corona, but nothing's announced yet, like a release date.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Jay, is there anything general you want to bring up?
I do. Actually, this is like kind of like a not really about the anime, but if you were like an animal character in the show, what kind of animal would you want to be?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Just because I want to see more bird people, I'd actually probably want to be a bird of some sort.
I'd actually want to be my favorite animal, a flamingo.
Ooh, there you go. God, and speaking, oh, I guess I can't wait to talk about this, but all the designs of this anime, super cute. I don't think there's a bad design.
Mm-hmm. All of them.
Oh, even the boss and his kids. They're kind of cute. His twins, their tone. Tone's
two daughters.
The voice acting in this anime really surprisingly top notch.
Yeah, and there's some people I recognize.
It's Todd Haberkorn.
Todd Haberkorn is the meerkat,
which is hilarious. He plays a lot of bit roles in it too.
Yeah.
The voice of Akko from the dub, Little Witch dub is Aggretsuko, right?
Let me get her name. Erica Mendez?
Yeah, Erica Mendez.
Yes.
And then, God, the Tick-Tick, the deer? She has a familiar voice, too. I forget who it was,
though. Oh, yeah. Actually, the voice actor for Sonoda and Gory are the same person.
Really?
Yeah, this G.K. Bose is her name?
Yeah, she's from some... I know, I've heard her voice somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, wow, she's a really good voice actress, then.
Yeah, because Gori and Tsunoda are completely different voices.
Yeah. And then I just there and then I don't think there's a bad voice actor in the bunch either.
Nuh-uh.
I can't really think. Like, the only one I think is bad is the other Red Panda, but he's like purposely
Supposed to
supposed to
be,
be
yeah.
awkward, but she did a good job.
Rasasuke.
Yeah, Rasasuke. Let me think, what else do we got, Jay?
You know what's a cool fun fact?
What?
Washimi, the kind of bird she is called a secretary
Secretary
bird.
Bird. Yeah, my
And
roommate told me about that. That's the thing, it's
yeah.
pretty funny.
And if you actually look at those birds, they're freaking dope.
Are they? They
Yeah,
beautiful
they look
birds.
really cool.
Did you watch the special, the Christmas special?
No, I forgot. I just realized it when I was writing some notes right now.
So, okay. I watched it last because I thought, oh, I thought it came out third, but I was mistaken. It was actually, it comes
In
out,
the middle,
it's, yeah,
right?
it's in between season one and two. And it, the beginning of it takes place right when the hyena's confessing to her and
Oh,
her,
really?
yeah, and her response to him.
Huh?
Yeah, so it's
And
actually
what?
like kind of an important episode.
Oh man. So
Yeah.
what is so I guess I missed it, so but what is her response?
Her response is like, thank you, but she's like, the best I can be right now is a friend to you. And like just kinda turns him down. She's like, I just really want to be, your friend. And he gets real sad. And the
Man, I
episode's pretty funny. It mentions Instagram a lot. Like actually
Yeah, I read the
Instagram.
synopsis of what the episode's about.
Yeah. And it's a really fun filler episode, except for that one, the first 30 seconds to a minute of the episode is about.
Man, that sucks. I was the whole anime. I was rooting for Haida.
Dude, I love Haida. I
Yeah.
didn't like him originally because I was like, man, that's what you get for, not speaking up. But then I think he's a really dope character. See,
Yeah.
know what you missed in the o in the in the OVA, I guess it's all ONAs. But what you missed in that special was him and Fennica go to a punk bar. So there's a bunch of punk animals.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're all
I'm gonna
dressed
have to
all
watch
punks.
that when I
Yeah,
when we're
when
done.
we're done, it's pretty good. It's a pretty cute episode. And you just see you see Haida in a Haida in a punk jacket. It's punk flannel.
Yeah, every time he's all his casual clothes are punk. He has like a leather jacket and the striped shirt and
Yeah, he's super punk. I think.
yeah, he's super cool. That's one thing I really like about the art style is like his outfit specifically.
Oh, ooh, what was I gonna say? Oh, the one thing I also really liked was the different types of animals. So like, there's not only just one dog. There's like several types of dogs in here,
Oh
and
yeah,
like
there's a bunch of birds.
bunch of birds, bunch of bears. It's really cool.
Yeah, and one thing I enjoyed was that there are interspecies relationships, which was
I really want to see what kids in a in an interspecies relationship look like.
I know that's what I was thinking as well. I was like, well, how does that work? Do they not have kids or do they
Yeah, 'cause the
have
only
kids?
kids we see are like kids from the
The
same
same kind of
species
yeah, the same
relationships.
species that the hippos and Tone's kids
Tones,
and
Retzko's mom,
yeah.
and the pan or not a panda, but the polar bear.
Oh yeah, the polar bear.
And his mom. Anyway, I thought it was really cool. All right, Jay. Do you have any other general things you want to bring up? Or are you ready to move on?
I'm ready to move on.
All right. So, character designs.
Art style.
I mentioned before, really cute.
Yeah, I loved everybody.
Who's your favorite design?
Well, I think Haida is my favorite design. I was really I didn't know he was a hyena. I had to Google like what kind of animal he was at first. I was like, what is he? Is he like a Tasmanian devil or something?
I know, but then you think about his name is Haina. A lot of
Yeah.
them, a lot of Haida, a lot of them are like really close to their names.
Yeah.
Like,
Feneca is a Fennec Fox,
which is, she's probably my favorite character in general in this anime.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is another one that's like really close? I think that actually might be it.
Gory the gorilla.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's it.
Yeah, but the one I was really confused was the Dick, because I totally forgot Dick exist.
Yeah, exactly. I never knew what those were.
Yeah, but she's basically a deer. Dick is tiny deer. Yeah,
a small deer.
Which is really funny because she's really small and cute. Like a Dick would be. What's her name again?
Yeah. Sonoda.
Sonoda. Yeah, she's a thorn. I love the duality of Sonoda. Like, the more we get to know her, the more she's, like, really jaded.
Yeah.
Like, she's not all cute.
Yeah, one thing I really like about her is just that she's actually upfront about, like, how, like,
she manipulates.
She is and stuff. Yeah, yeah, like how what she does.
We get to see that more also in the Christmas special, where she talks about how to Instagram correctly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's like, oh, if you
the formula.
Yeah, she's like, oh, you got 50 likes on your thing. Well, so all you have to do is this: you move to the left and get the more natural light, and then angle it. He's like, bam! You can double your likes that way.
Thigh pick,
exactly. Trying to think. Do you have any cinematography notes?
Other than the transitions between like normal conversations into the heavy metal stuff.
I really like whenever a character's like focused on their phone, you can see the glare of the phone in their eyes, the reflection.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was really cool. And then usually it's backed up with like the character in a black background,
mm-hmm.
or like the lighting in this anime is like really cool.
Yeah,
I feel especially
like inside the limo.
Yeah, especially in that special, there's like she's in the tea room, and the tea room for some reason doesn't have light in it. Like, I don't know why that tea room's always like super dark. They're always like making tea in the dark in there, and it's whenever she has like her phone out and like the glow of her phone, it's really really good. You want to move on to characters?
Yeah.
So this might be a really fast podcast.
I mean, it's a really fast anime too. So
yeah, which is one of the reasons why I really liked it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's so you can get a lot done in a short amount of time, and it's just all the episodes are like well paced, really good.
Yeah, and it's really relatable for like adults like us.
All right, characters. You want to go underutilized or?
I don't think favorite? I have any underutilized.
A character. How about instead of underutilized, a character you want to see more of? Because I don't feel like anybody's like super underutilized in this anime.
Okay. So a like character Sonoda. I think she could have been in it more.
I would have loved an episode just about Sonoda and like what she was doing. This is one of these animes. Which is funny, just like My Hero, I feel that you could take like one character and like follow him for like a whole episode and it'd still be really good.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like I would love to have seen like what Mr. Tone's like house looks like.
And like, when he goes home. That'd be cool.
Or like what's the Top Hat of Corn's character called? The Meerkat? What's his name?
His name is Kamiya.
Kamiya, like I'd like to see like a day in his life of a sycophant, you know. She wasn't a Gila monster. Komodo dragon.
She was a Komodo dragon.
Komodo dragon.
Subone.
Subone. I would have liked to see more of her too. I think she's probably underutilized. I would have liked to see more of her.
And I felt like her character just kind of pops up out of nowhere as well.
Right. God, I could see a lot. Now that I think about it, like a lot more characters I would like to see more of.
Oh, you know who's underutilized? That seal that got married.
Oh, she's adorable.
Yeah.
That white seal.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think who else. I really the polar bear she was gonna get engaged to. That guy's real cool. I wish she hooked up with him. He's real dope.
Instead of Rinosuke.
Oh, man. Speaking of Rinosuke, I think he's probably the only character I didn't like, just because he's a
weird... He's the only one I wrote as my least favorite character.
He's like a weird goober. Not that I hate him, just like I didn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was really rooting for...
the breakup?
Yeah. Because Red Skull, I was like, you can do a lot better than this guy.
Yeah.
I thought it was real funny, too, his design of his eyes, his B-shonen eyes.
Yeah.
And then when
and he has a different voice in like, sparkly mode.
Yeah, and then when she fell out of love with him and went back to normal, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, so favorite characters, Jay. We already mentioned Haida. Haida's a real cool character.
Yeah, I love Haida. I love Gory. Gory is a great character.
Gory and Washimi, both of them are really dope.
Yeah.
I could have used a lot more of them too. Like, how cool would it be to see like their private lives?
I know, right?
That would have been real, real fun.
If I was a flamingo, I would want to date Washimi.
Oh, there you go. She's so cool. I thought she was like an eagle of some sort. Retzko, also really cute.
Yeah, Retzko is awesome. Great main character.
Super cheering for her. Mm-hmm. There's
not a lot of anime where you like the main character. But
yeah, I know.
Retzko is one of them.
She is very... I've never worked in an office setting like her.
Mm-hmm.
But I've worked with... I think it's super relatable to anybody who's ever had to work with like difficult people.
Oh, in their workplace. For sure.
And it's just real good.
Yeah, everybody's had like a crappy boss or somebody they don't like.
You know, I really didn't like Tone in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but I do actually feel he had like the most character progression in the anime.
Oh yeah,
like he started becoming more of like a mentor, and then. Mm-hmm. I think the one part that didn't upset me, but the one part that really let me down was the battle in the first season. Like,
mm-hmm.
I thought he tears into Retzko with his rap, and yeah. I thought Retzko was gonna just like tear him, and then it's like whatever. She really doesn't really like lay into him. Uh-huh. She just says like, "Oh, you're a crappy boss," and that's it. Repeats it over and over.
And then somehow she won from that.
Yeah, right.
I think she just won because it's like more overpowering.
Right.
Music.
Fennica. I could use a Fennica spinoff.
Oh, yeah. You know what I love about Fennica? Her laugh.
I like how she's, without really showing it, like, she is like a pretty much like a goth girl. Or like an alt rock girl kind of ish.
Do we ever see her in regular clothes?
I don't think so.
What is she wearing in the Christmas special?
I forget. I don't remember off the top of my head. But the most times we see her, she's like dressed. She's either like dressed up or at work.
Yeah.
I actually like Retzko's mom.
Oh yeah, Retzko's mom.
I thought really she was cute. Really cute. I really like the design difference. Like how she's old and her coat's not as colorful.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really cool. I really thought it was funny, the hypocrisy of it. Where she was like sitting up on dates and she's like, "Oh, you didn't meet dad in a thing." And she goes, "Oh, heavens no." She's like, "I can never do that."
What about Anai? Did you like Anai?
Oh my god. No, so, okay, I'll add him to another character on the dislike list.
Hey, you didn't like Anai?
No, I did not like
Anai. I thought his character was pretty funny.
I thought it was funny, but it's so annoying. Because, like, even though he felt like he was being harassed, the way how he went about it, he was, like, harassing them as well.
Yeah.
Like, the shoe was on the other foot. Like Retzko should have went and, like, reported him, like, "Hey, I might have done something wrong to offend him, but I've tried to make up and he's still like spamming me with all these messages and making me uncomfortable. He's making it like a hostile work environment for me." Yeah. over a misunderstanding that I tried to clear up, but he does not want to clear it up.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. I would have said, but I get it. The workplace has those weird guys. And I really like how, like, the hippo treated him like, when the hippo started treating him as a kid, I thought he was going to turn on her, like, real fast. Because, like, of all things, that's almost like, she was, like, you could take that the wrong way. And, like, she was, like, patronizing him. Mm-hmm. But he ended up taking to it really well. I thought he was, like I said, he was funny. Just personally, that kind of character doesn't gel with me.
Okay. What about Tadano, the donkey?
Oh, man. The whole time, I think episode 8, when they're starting to date, I was like, all right, what's the wrench that's going to be thrown in here? Because
yeah, exactly. They're like
perfect together. What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
And when he said they don't got to get married, or that he doesn't believe in marriage or kids, yeah. I was like, well, there it is. But I was like, I'm like, Retzko, I'm like, you don't need to get married. It's like just the title. Like, you guys can live together and be happy. You don't need to be married. The kid thing, I could see as a deal breaker.
Yeah.
For sure. But even when she was like, I've had dream in her metal song, she's like, she's had dreams of being a bride. I was like, okay, that makes sense. But I think to give up on like, we're not going to have kids and we're not going to have, not be married. Like I guess to me, that would be a deal breaker. Kids for sure for me would be a deal breaker. But he's...
I feel like they're just to like live in like really different worlds in the first place as well.
Right. They're like very similar personality wise, but they just live in two different worlds.
Yeah. Like Retzko like kind of wants like a actual like family home. And like Tadano is probably like an apartment kind of person. Not an apartment, but like a condo kind of person, and like always traveling and all that stuff.
Yeah, I could see that. And it sucks because it's like that happens too, where you'll meet somebody who you gel with, but it's just a core principle. You can meet on like 98% of things, but like the 2% critical things you don't match up, and then it just never happens.
Yeah, exactly.
And I actually do really like how adult Retzko was about it. She was like, well, if you don't want to do these two things that I really want in my relationship, then this is it. This is, you know, goodbye. Which is really cool. I thought that was really nice.
Yeah.
And then
really crazy. She left the billionaire or millionaire.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Which is, she's just said like, oh, well, I'll just go for the money. Which is really funny because in the beginning, that's why she wants to find a husband so she can quit her job.
Yeah.
And here she could have like quit her job and been okay. Mm-hmm. I actually like that. She stood up for what she believed in.
Yeah. You know, for what she wanted.
Exactly. And he got a little off track, but, Tando, he's a really cool character. I really liked him. Yeah. I really like his design, his donkey design.
Yeah, and he's like purple, right?
Yeah.
I thought he was like a unicorn or something.
Yeah, and he's like super lazy. I like that. Mm-hmm. As soon as they started mentioning like the CEO of AI company, I was like, oh, that's probably him. And then they showed him. I was like, yep, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fine. Haida's going to pick her up in season 3, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they get together.
Yeah, I hope so.
Any other characters you want to talk about?
That's everybody, right?
Yeah, or the hippo girl. Hippo mom. Yeah,
she's cool.
She's cool. I know what they were trying to get with her, that character, because there's always like a chatterbox kind of person in the office.
Yeah.
Like a chatterbox, especially like a mom who's always talking like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt it. I was like, yeah, like she's supposed to be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just really loved her interaction with her kids. There's a real funny moment in the special where she's talking about how she's, oh, Retzko, what are you doing on a Christmas. So they're talking, and she goes, yeah, she says, I remember, Reska goes, oh, yeah, as a kid, I remember, like, looking for gifts in my house, and I could never find them. And she goes, oh, you, your parents hid your gifts in the house? She goes, well, what I did was, I went 2 kilometers from my house, and I buried them. She's like, I thought I did a good job, but the kids saw I had, mud on my shoes, so they went to go find it, and they dug it up. They dug up the gifts. And there's a real funny moment, because it ends on Christmas Eve, and her kids are like, oh, yeah, Merry Christmas, Mom, and all the gifts have, like, mud on them. They went and found the gifts again this year. It's pretty... That's funny. Yeah, it's pretty cute. All right, favorite moments. I don't think I have any least favorite moments in this anime.
Yeah, me neither. I think everything was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Real, that's for favorite stuff.
Actually, real quick before we talk about that, a lot of I was reading reviews about Agretzko, which is weird. I don't usually read other people's reviews of anime we watch.
Yeah,
but a lot of people, a lot of reviewers had issue with the romance subplot in the first season.
Okay.
Like, a lot of, one reviewer was talking about, like, how, like, it sends the story into a grinding hole. But I was like, I actually think they set it up pretty well with the 3 episodes they had. Like, it's not out of the ordinary, not out of, like, the story parameters that she could, like, fall in love or whatever, or have romantic feelings for somebody. Like, that's, like, part of life. Like, it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of people had brought issue with it.
Especially in, like, the workplace.
Yeah. But anyway, favorite moments, Jay?
I really enjoyed the rap battles. Like, Otoen and Retsuko and Gori and Washimi.
Oh,
really loved those.
That one was tight. I really liked that one.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked, just a lot of the metal stuff was really dope. Anytime they're singing in the anime, I really enjoyed it. And they dubbed the songs, which I really appreciate Netflix for doing.
Yeah, and the lyrics are really good.
Yeah, it's so, like...
Matrimo!
What is it? What was the other one was,
It's not about the songs!
It's not about... it's fucking killer freedom. That's another great one. It's not about the socks is also one of my favorite ones. I really loved Retsuko's interview about Tone. I thought that was really hilarious.
Oh yeah, that was a really good one. One thing that I really enjoyed was I guess we really talked about it already, but just seeing the kids, like the Hippo's kids or Kabai's kids and Tone's kids, I was like, oh man, this is so cool. Get to see their families and stuff.
Oh, I really loved the Hippo's husband too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he's a doctor. And we got that cool story of how they met.
Mm-hmm.
That was real cute. When she's like, oh, you'll know when you find the person you love. And that was real, real, real cute.
I liked everybody's reaction to Retsuko's food.
No, yeah.
Pretty funny.
I wouldn't hate it. It was disgusting. Trying to think what else I liked.
You know, something that I really enjoyed. I was really hoping that like Gori and Washimi were going to be friends with Retsuko, and I was so happy when it actually happened.
Oh, I really, you know what kind of sucks? They never go back to the yoga. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really wanted more interactions with the kangaroo in them. Because I thought
protein.
And then his assistant was really cute as well.
Well, what kind of animal was the assistant?
Oh, I forget. Now it's top of my head. But she was real cute.
I remember her being cute too.
Was she
a skunk?
I think she might have been a skunk. The one thing that gave me, like... Or the two things that gave me weird, like, Japan flashbacks while watching this anime is, one, the vending machines. Because, like, all the vending machines do look like that. Like, the blue vending machines.
Okay.
With like those like three or four shelves on it. Like that gave me weird vibes. And the other one was whenever she's on the subway and she looks up at the advertisements.
Oh yeah.
Like that really gave me like really weird Japan flashbacks as well.
You saw like a marriage one there? Or
no, I just remember just looking up. There's a lot for a Suica, which is the prepaid card.
Oh, okay.
That you can use at like vending machines, and you can use that to get onto the trains and everything. You just tap your Suica card and charge it with money. Okay. Pretty cool. Any other moments, Jay, you want to talk about? There's a lot of great, great moments. The marriage, the arranged marriage meeting, with,
oh yeah.
Yeah. That, I thought that was really cool. I really liked that. Like I mentioned earlier, I really liked that, the polar bear. Thought he was really,
yeah, he was cool.
Really cool. Wish they would have dated.
I really liked that, Rentico's mom was like photoshopping all the profile pictures.
Make them very pretty.
Yeah.
There was another one that was really cool.
I liked that when, Retsuko, Gori, and Washimi were doing karaoke. I really liked when Gori and Washimi danced.
Oh, that was real cute.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Oh, what? Oh, I just had it. Oh, the speed dating. I thought the speed dating segment was real funny.
Another great Gori moment.
What was... Oh, it was a horse, right? That told them? Like, oh, that guy's a fake. They just paid
him. Oh, yeah, yeah. The white tiger.
Yeah, the white tiger's just a fake guy. Mm-hmm.
That's like planted there.
Yeah, but I think it was a horse lady that told them that.
Mm-hmm, I think
like,
so.
Like, don't get your hopes up. And she was also like very pretty, like show horse.
Well, you know, is another cute character that the girl at the driving school.
The dog? Oh, what kind of dog was that?
That's a Cavalier King Charles, I believe.
Oh my god, Jay. It's impressive. She is real real pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's it, Jay.
Yeah, I think we got all. Well, not all the great moments.
Ollie, there's a lot of good moments without talking about like every episode.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of good moments. Oh, mm-hmm. the flying for ramen. I thought that was actually really cute.
Oh, what all about right. the boss of the CEO, the elephant.
Oh, the elephant? I thought he was real cool. I guess he's kind of underutilized as well.
I like that he had that idea of having the noodles go through the office and stuff.
It's for morale.
I think Washimi says something hella funny in that scene.
I think she just breaks the model. That's so bad. She just destroys it. She's like, don't waste your time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay. Anything you want to mention before we enter the wrap-up?
This is a good one. Yeah, I love this one.
This is actually a surprise. I thought this is way better than I thought it was going to be. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so accessibility, Jay. I think it's rated TV-PG, so anybody can watch it. But
There's cursing.
Yeah, but it also is more adult-oriented. Like,
yeah, it has adult themes as well.
Yeah, a lot of drinking.
Yeah.
But, like, it talks about, like, marriage and the work, like, sexism in the workplace.
Yeah.
And it's, like, really cool. It's a really cool, like, adult anime without being overly adult, which is really cool.
Yeah, exactly. Without it being, like, a drama or something.
Yeah. It's, like, one of the most relatable anime I've seen in a while.
Yeah. For sure.
And like, and everything is played up to like the nth degree, but at the same time, like I said, really relatable.
Rewatchability.
I think it's actually pretty high. I think I would rewatch this.
Yeah, and it's like they're short episodes, so it's really easily consumable.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would say this is a high rewatchability. Is there anything you would change, Aaron?
No. No, I can
especially since there's going to be another season
at
some point. I feel like
the production is there as well. Like, it's not too cheap. And then it's like, and serious
drawn
moments.
In a way that's really good as well.
Yeah, like, its design can be, like, probably animated really cheap. And then it's when it gets like super serious, there's like is really nice shots in there that are high fidelity, which probably don't cost too much to begin with.
Exactly.
Not the thing I would change. I really, really enjoyed it. All right, Jay. Final verdict. What do you give it?
I give this a high recommend.
I also give it a high recommend. Again, I don't. What could this anime have done
to make get it a gotta go watch?
To gotta go watch. I don't know. It's a feel. I think we mentioned before. It's like a feeling.
It's a feeling. Yeah, it's for sure. It's a
feeling. I can't really put a finger on it. Like, what's the difference between the two? You just know. And I think you got the same feeling.
For me, I think for this one, what makes it from not being a gotta go watch is, I mean, I had a really good time with this anime. I got through it like really quick, but I wasn't really like really itching to get to like the next episode and stuff like that.
Yeah, I could have stopped anywhere.
And, yeah, it was just a really good casual watch.
Yeah, usually like. For me, like, a gotta go watch is usually you will sit down and you want to keep going.
Yeah, like, you want to know what happens or something like that.
Here it's like a nice casual watch. It's like, okay, it's fun.
Yeah,
but it's really fun. Lots of fun. Really fun, really well done.
Yep.
All right, Jay, now that we've belted out our problems during our karaoke session.
I know, right?
What do you have next up for Animal Week?
So,
or I'm Animal Month, sorry.
Animal Month, yes. So I'm picking an anime that's it's about a talking hamster, and it's not Hamtaro.
Damn, I got real excited for a second.
It's called Ibichu. Have you ever heard of Ibichu?
No.
Housekeeper hamster?
No.
So this is this is like a raunchy anime from what I've read.
You know our track record with raunchy anime, so.
I know, exactly. Well, other than like Panty and Stocking or something like that.
Yeah, I think. How many, I guess, side note or side tangent, how many raunchy anime have we actually covered on this?
Well, there's that. There's
Ping Pong Club. Ping Pong
Club is like the really bad example of it.
Is it? Have we only covered two? I guess we only covered like two really raunchy ones.
Yeah. I mean, there's like sex stuff in other anime that we watched, but
it's not.
I don't want to call them raunchy. Oh, maybe Monster Musume.
Is that raunchy, though?
I don't know. Maybe it's just ichi.
It's not. Yeah, it's not vulgar humor like the two.
Yeah.
But anyway. So what was it called again?
Ibichu. Ibichu.
And how many episodes is it, Jay?
There are 24 episodes, but they're short.
Okay.
So I believe they're like probably around 10 minutes each.
That's not bad at all.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm on the anime planet. Guess who did this anime?
Ooh, what studio?
Gainax.
Oh, there you go. What year was it, do you know?
This is an old anime. 1999.
Okay. Oh, who knows? Maybe Yamaishi worked on the in-between frames.
Well, I could probably check. Let's see who directed this.
Well, by then he wasn't a he wasn't a director or anything. He might have did the in-betweens. I think FLCL was his first one, or one of his first anime, and that was 2001, I believe.
Yeah, it's not Imeishi. It's a guy named Makoto Moriwaki.
Well, I wonder if that's a one of the original Gainax people. Anyway, maybe. So check that out. One more time, Jay, for everybody.
Ibichu, Ibichu, and we're gonna watch it on YouTube.
Oh, there you go.
I don't believe there's. I think it used to be on Crunchyroll. It's one of those animes that used to be on Crunchyroll, but it isn't anymore. But it's on YouTube.
All right, Jay. And if you liked us, go ahead, leave us a like, leave us a 5-star review,
follow us on SoundCloud,
on iTunes, or wherever you get your podcast. Check out the Instagram. Yep.
I'm drawing a little bit.
Yeah, Jay's posted stuff on the Instagram, so check that out.
I drew some Pokemon stuff. I drew my second favorite Pokemon, Miltank.
Who's your first
favorite? Tentacruel.
There you go. Can we expect
a Tentacruel drawing?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Can we expect a Retzko drawing, probably?
Retsuko, maybe I'll draw Haida.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Maybe the shot of him that after he fell down in the rain. That'd be.
There's a real funny I guess you've seen that one where he's like, "Oh, you didn't go and try to kick something and fall on your back, did you again?" He goes, "I called before I called right after I did it," and he's just laying there in the rain.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you
Stay.
guys.
Oh,
Go
see you
ahead,
guys.
Aaron.
Oh yeah, so we'll see you guys next week. All right.
Yep, stay what? Stay
I don't know. Stay working in your office.